Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Raker. Sponsored by Buoyancy PR, Joni Sullivan Baker, Dan Perkins, author, Don Greco, novels, Top It, Dr. James Butler, smile artist, Bain's Chocolates, JMR Productions, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Vital, Champions of Liberty. You're listening to W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Our guest tonight is Terry Avery, who is a global project manager of New Right Network, also known as NRN. After the founder launched NRN during the 2016 Donald Trump campaign, she joined him just after Trump's inauguration to work on alongside him to build the brand and community. A wave of Americans looking to speak freely in the age of social media censorship became the first writers at www.newrightnetwork.com. In early 2020, NRN launched its media broadcasting arm called NRN Plus at www.nrnplus.com. The project is attached to a paid subscription service to support their work of training, mentoring, and broadcasting the values and viewpoints of real Americans. I want to welcome Terry Avery, the Global Project Manager of New Right Network. Welcome to our show today. Terry, so happy you can join us.
Hey, hi, Katherine. Wonderful to join you and all your listeners. It's a joy.
Thank you. And there are so many people that want to hear the right stuff, excuse the expression of right stuff, but they want to be able to be Americans, to be able to have their own opinion, to be able to get it out there and not be censored to the point of no return. Am I correct?
Yes, that is right. And I think whenever Donald Trump, the moment he announced his campaign as near in the beginning of New Right Network, I think we all just sort of remember that experience online was just changing. Everything changed. And in fact, all of life changed almost. It's a complete paradigm shift. Just so many areas of life. And when our online experience became more of a battle between two sides, and it's only escalated to this point, to the present.
Well, and, it's very surprising on what's happening now, because what's happening now in our country is really Marxism on the left, and it's really scary to the point of no return. I mean, I have never in all of my life, Terry, seen what's happening here in the United States. There are people talking about leaving, going to somewhere else, because they don't want to see our country turn into a communist country with the left.
Yes, I agree with you. I mean, just just visibly and what you can see online, it does spark emotive reaction within us. But many of our real lives seem to be normal, but then there's a sort of a cognitive and physical dissonance where is what I'm seeing online, are these crazy people, are they going to come near me? Or is this going to close in on my life? And that is a real valid, you know, fear, I would say.
They're trying to frighten people with everything that they can do to turn against each other, to report each other. This is almost like China when Mao was in power, and this is exactly what the radicals are being funded for. And, you know, it's you run into people that you think are your friends, and they'll start talking politics, and you get to a point where if you have an opposing opinion, they jump on you. And that's saved.
Yes, exactly.
So, and I think
yes, it's a mob-like environment online. If you're in certain cities, they happen to be Democrat, then the mob may be, you know, in your neighborhood, unfortunately. But I just know that some of what I see online, and it can really get you excitable. I mean, I look at some of it as theater almost. Kind of like these are kind of actors that are over-exaggerating or instilling fear and all of this stuff. But guess what? The sun rose today. I'm still, you know, waking up as normal. You know, so there's
right.
A sort of like crazy alternate reality
right.
That we have online like, almost that they want to buy into it, don't they?
They want to buy into it and the other thing, Terry, is that you can only take so much of it on what they're putting out there. And even if doctors or people come out and say certain things about, you know, the COVID-19 or whatever, they get silenced. And it's really pretty sad when you think about it because they want you to be in fear. They don't want you to wake up in the morning and see the sunshine or the rain or walk in your backyard or whatever. They want you to stay closed up in your house and hide from everything. And that's pretty sad when you think about it.
Yes,
you know?
And I love when you're saying they, it's because it brings to mind that, you know what, these may not be humans that are manually censoring us. Zach Voorhees, he was a senior developer at Google before he became a whistleblower and left the company. He unlocked that it was machine learning. He unlocked that to the public and that it's actually machine learning algorithms, AI, the whole thing that is being configured and becoming smarter by the day to be performing this censorship, which is insane. Yeah. Can you wrap your mind around all of this robotics, Catherine?
Right.
So you have to sort of wonder, sort out who is, you know, moving the dials here whenever something happens online, when we're shut down, when doctors themselves are shut down, which doesn't make any sense at all to a normal
person. Where the president of the United States is shut down, where his whole thing
yes.
was everybody is shut down that has a different opinion. And, you know, it's there are new, you know, organizations like yours, and there is now Parler. There's different things that are happening because people are sick of it. They don't
yeah.
want, you know, when Facebook and all these things came out, right, it was kind of like, you know, just kind of friendly kind of stuff. And today, it's gotten to the point where these guys are so wealthy that
yes.
they
mm-hmm.
have they're buying each other up and they're a monopoly. And why are we letting it happen? You know? I mean,
exactly.
I can understand business, but then I can also understand censorship. And so I try to stay off some of it and don't cut, you know, don't play up to it, because I've seen more than one client be shut down totally because of what they've said.
Mm-hmm.
So this is wonderful that it's a, you know, it's a community of people that care about our freedom and our Constitution and free speech. Because if we don't have that, then what do we have?
Yes. Well said. You know, and something that that New Right Network has become something that we all discovered together, and we didn't set out to define anything on our path. We genuinely allowed our community to discover it with us and lead and guide them, I guess, the market, you know. And so we took their lead. We saw what they wanted and what they needed, and we just rode that ride with them and continued to mentor and develop them into becoming creators on in article writing. Many of them have not even written at all and wrote with us for the very first time. And we just tell them, no worries, you know, we'll show you how to format it. We'll edit it, you know, and work together. And many of them I've trained to just edit fully themselves. And so they just love, writers love to write, okay? And they want to express themselves. It's almost therapeutic for them. And so they enjoyed that. And then we moved into podcasting. It was audio only. Our first podcast was called Right Now Podcast. And we could manage to figure out to do was to get that audio and then stick a thumbnail on it and then go put it on YouTube. And then we managed to figure out all the logistics of that and then put it on iTunes and Apple. It's still there, Right Now Podcast. And so that became our flagship interview show, where we used interviewing as a tool of networking instead of talking to someone for 20 minutes on a private phone call. We decided to, you know, let's get together and we'll interview, and then we end up learning about each other more and create content and get their message out there. So this is what we practiced from day one, then moved into video. And so that brought more of a sophistication on the delivery and appearance. And so that's where we are now. We love it very much. I'm a designer, so my design and professional leanings is more of like a creative director. And so I have this ability to sort of spin these things up very easily for whatever reason. I'm pretty sure God gave me these abilities, and I put them together, and we do have other teammates, but I am making all these intros. I'm doing all these things, all the thumbnails and the artwork, and then we train people to come and help us fulfill all of these little tasks we do, the maintenance types of things. But we're all volunteers, and so I'm not being paid. I'm a volunteer. I feel like I'm serving my country, and so does everyone else, even though we have figured out a few paths to monetization that we all can share in, and working towards that.
Well, I think that's really important because, you know, it's almost a mission that you're doing to get people to see that it's really, you know, I'm working with people all the time and clients that I say, you know, you need to do a podcast. And it's taking them by the hand and saying, this is what you have to do, and this is what we have to get your message out. And I'm definitely sending them to you.
Yes, it's a unique skill to have this creative ability and then a strong technical side. Somehow I've been able to manage to build each other simultaneously, and I think you can see what is going on with that skill set, which is it's super fun for me. And any time I get, I take time through the day what we're normally doing and to mentor the team, teach them little things here and there, move them along, ask them if they'll take a greater responsibility. We get lots of yeses. People just enjoy it so much. And you know, and then all of this while we've always maintained in a state of development. And so that's kept me up a few late nights the past few nights. But guess what? And I think you could agree, Catherine, this is what normal is whenever you're really plowing and moving forward while you continue to maintain what you're doing, right? And so.
And I think I love your website. I'm up there now looking at your membership level and, you know, I'm just clicking on different things to see different things about it. And I think it's important you have, an NRN yearly reoccurring one to join your community. You have one for monthly. And then it's just really simple, you know, to do it. And I think the more knowledge we have, the more education we have, it doesn't matter how old you are, and I work with authors every day and clients that, you know, that really want to learn. They want to learn to how to get their message out in a certain way that makes them, for number one, for people to want to buy their books or to understand what they're talking about, their liberties. I mean, just think of all the things that are out there right now because people are at home. They're not necessarily at work. There's a lot of people that have gone back to work, but they need to be able to do something that's constructive and easy for them to do, but always get their message out there to mentor people and to, you know, give them an education in our Constitution and a lot of other things, right? And we don't want 1916. We want what's real here.
Yes, I agree with you. You have to do something as an individual that loves who loves America. You can't just allow it, because you know that if everything stays the same, it falls into entropy, you know. And so we can't let that happen. We've got to keep the beautiful values of our nation. Moving towards the founders and what we've meant to be here in America, the pride that we hold as Americans, we all need to betray this. And that is one of the reasons why one of our four advocacies is with veterans, because it's just beautiful working with veterans. I've always had veterans in my life, in my family, and it's just the kind of people you want to know, I'm telling you, the kind of people you want to work with, the kind of people, that energy you want to have around you, you know, that true patriotism, that just this true love for their country to the point where they had served and willing to give their lives for it. That's the kind of spirit I want to be near.
And we need to take a short break, Terry, if you don't mind, and we'll be right back with Terry Avery, the Global Project Manager for NRNPlus.com. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Did you know that memory loss now affects almost 7 million people in America? And the Alzheimer's Research Foundation estimates that by the year 2050, there will be 50 million people with dementia in America. Are you preparing your family, especially your grandchildren, for this issue? This is Dan Perkins, and I'm the author of a new book for children ages 9 to 12 and their families to help them understand that it's not their fault when Grammy can't remember them. Why Can't Grammy Remember Me is available at Amazon or through your local bookseller. Don't make your grandchildren part of the lost generation.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Do you want to read wonderful novels about historic, wonderful places in Youngstown, Ohio? Then you need to get Don Greco's books. He's a wonderful author that wrote the series, The Youngstown Quintet. His latest book is The Maladrin. And the nice thing about his books are they're not about spies. They're not about zombies. They're just ordinary people that read that have extraordinary lives. So visit DonGrecoNovels.com or go buy his books on Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Karen Sokolov-Javich, and I just became a grandma and wrote 17 songs for my new babies.
Splishy splashy in the bathy, splishy splashy in the tub.
Share my smiling baby song album with your little ones.
You got 10 fingers and...
Order my baby album and you'll receive my children's album for free. Just call JMR Productions at 402-393-3893 for your special gift. That's 402-393-3893.
Buoyancy PR, telling your story, keeping your message afloat. Okay, enough about us. Let's talk about you. You have a great story to tell, whether it's a product, a new book, or a worthy cause. You have a message worth hearing. Buoyancy PR will help you fine-tune that message and get it over the sea of information. Who, what, where, when, how, and why. These classic questions of a news story will introduce you to Buoyancy PR. After you've had a chance to get acquainted, let us know what we can do for you. For more information, contact Joni Sullivan Baker at 513-319-3231 or go to buoyancypr.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We are back with Terry Avery, the Global Project Manager for NRN Plus.com. Now, let me ask you what those initials mean.
Yes, NRN stands for New Right Network, and New Right stands for, well, first of all, it doesn't say Republican, which we like. It means that we're conservative, but we're going to do it a different way than, I would say, establishment. They call you Rhino, you know, Rhino Republicans. We don't want to be called that, so we're called New Right. The founder just coined New Right, and we went with it. And back when we started, a lot of well-known influencers, conservative influencers, went around and said, well, you know, I'm New Right, explained what New Right was. So it was actually a legit movement during the beginning of the Donald Trump campaign, New Right movement, that we started.
And so then it became, so what's going on in the world right now? What do you see that's happening that could change our lives? And because I'm a conservative and I believe in Trump, okay, I can't believe in the other side at all at this point, for the simple reason that I don't want to live under a Marxist rule. I don't. And I think the Democratic Party has gone so far left that people don't realize what will happen if it comes to be. And it's frightening a lot of people that are veterans, that are military, and they all want to stand up, and they want to say, no way, we don't want this anymore. We don't want anarchy. What do you say to that, Terry?
Well, I think that I've given some thought to this and studied a bit on postmodernism, postmodernity, and discovered, to my surprise at the time, that this had been percolating, this Marxist, cultural Marxism, for decades among us. And it's sort of the weeds among us that we didn't know that were growing until they're at our eye level, right, at present time.
And that's scary. It really is. I mean, the kids are being taught about America that's not true.
Yes, education is just so disturbing to know that what has morphed into what they call education today is we have children that don't even understand the basic values of, you know, Constitution and the core, you know, founding fathers' intentions for a country, or that even the Constitution matters, or that it's even relevant for today, the way, you know, the relativity can get someone thinking that, well, you know, well, maybe I can reinterpret or, you know, live as anyone as I choose. I remember looking online, and it was the one of the mayor's children in a sanctuary state, and they had snapped their picture, and I thought, wow, you know, this just sort of captured a moment, and you just could see like emptiness in the eyes, and you just wonder, you know, are we having children live without any spirituality, anything grounding them, and what does that do to a child, you know? And maybe that's what we're seeing now.
And we're seeing scary things. We're seeing people, the mob rule. which I've really never seen this kind of mob rule, and the burning of churches, the desecration of our country, and for mayors and governors not doing their jobs, not protecting the people, and for a former president to say what he did at a congressman's funeral. It was appalling to hear that. And there's no respect. It's gone out the window. And, you know, I've never seen this in my lifetime, the way this is happening. And it's, to me, it's, we need to stand up. You know, when the last election, the Tea Party stood up and went and marched into Washington and really let people know that they cared, right? And what's happening now is the opposite of that. And I can't believe that people in Congress that were at these hearings the other day said what they said to the attorney general.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And wouldn't even let him talk.
Such blatant control and disrespect for someone of that authority. And, you know, as Americans, it's our choice and decision to, you know, say, no, this is our country. You know, the president only has so much power. You know, he's got limited power amongst the three branches. And, but, you know, all said and done, he's the figurehead of the country. But guess what? We're all here. This is our country. This is our land. These are our values. And so, yes, we have to get on, we have to get a good spirit about us. Don't get down about what we're seeing, because it's all, you know, it's meant to do that, right? And so the first way of countering them is to not buy into their narrative and their insults and the outrage that it would instill in us if we grabbed onto it and allowed it. We live happily. This is our country. Now, if we do need to get more vocal, I believe it was the 4th of July celebration, Donald Trump said, no, silent majority, no more. We need you to get loud. But that, you know, that really quite hasn't happened yet. What the speaking to a few leaders in the conservative movement, I did speak with Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and he's planning some marches in the streets. And so I'll be looking towards them getting out there and saying, no, this is our country, here we are. And in fact, I need to go see when do they start. I'm certain they're in motion.
And you know, I got an email just about a couple days ago, and it was from a Canadian. Have you seen that? Has somebody sent that to you?
No, I have not.
If you don't mind me reading it, I can do it pretty fast, if you don't mind.
Yes, go ahead.
I think it really says everything that we're saying today. A Canadian's view of President Trump. It's a good view of what is going on. Ernie Megason, a Canadian, wrote the following on Donald J. Trump. Make no mistake, I'm not posting this for debate. I don't want your commentary. Unfollow or unfriend me if it makes you feel better. Just consider this. When you think that your President Trump is a jerk, he is a New Yorker. He can be crude. He can be downright rude. Some say he's thin-skinned, arrogant, bombastic, No argument, even for most of Republicans, if they're really honest. He gets his feelings hurt, and he's a hothead. He hits back harder, and he probably should tweet less. But let me tell you what else he is. And if you disagree with this, that's your privilege. But in that case, my friend, you're dead wrong. And here's why. He's a guy who demands performance, and more importantly, results. He spent his entire life in the private sector where you either produce or you get fired. Here's a guy who asks a lot of questions, and the questions he asks aren't cloaked in fancy political phrases. They are why, I'm not going to use that word on radio, but questions. For decades, the health industry has thrown away billions of face masks after one use. Trump asks, why are we throwing them away? Why not sterilize them and use them numerous times? Good question. He's the guy who gets the hospital shifts ready in 1 week when it would have taken bureaucrats weeks or months or never to get it done. He's the guy who gets temporary hospitals built in 3 days. He's the guy who gets the automotive industry to restructure to build ventilators in a business that's highly regulated by agencies that move like sloths. He's the guy who asks, why aren't we using drugs that might work on people who are dying? What do we have to lose? Another question. He's the guy who restricted travel from China when the Democrats and liberal media were screaming xenophobia and racist. Now they're wanting to know why. He didn't react sooner. Why he shut down the borders in the early days of the coronavirus. The Democrats screamed even louder. Then the rest of the world, including the European Union, quickly restricted travel between their own member countries. He's the guy who campaigned on securing the border, protecting America, in the face of screaming Democrats and liberal media. And these same leaders of your Democratic Party, both the Clintons, Chuck Schumer, Harry Reid, Barack Obama, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, etc., all were in favor of constructing the wall until Donald Trump had the fortitude to actually do it. Now your comeback might be, oh, he said Mexico was going to pay for it. Does that ring a bell? Well, let me quickly set you straight on this one. Have you compared the old, extremely one-sided NAFTA agreement negotiated by none other than Jimmy Peanuts Carter with the new USMC agreement? Well, I have. And let me tell you this. Mexico will now end up paying much more for your goods than you will for theirs. And why, you might ask? Because they're far more reliant on the U.S. than they are on them. Yes, it will take time, but the bottom line is they will end up paying for the wall, just like Trump said all along. Admittedly, as a Canadian, this new USMCA is certainly not as beneficial as the NAFTA was for both my country and Mexico. Previously, our farmers had a huge monopoly over your farmers, but fair is fair. Has Trump made mistakes? Of course. You can't fault a person for being a human being. Only one perfect man walked the earth 2,000 years ago, Jesus. Everyone I know has made mistakes and continues to make them and learns from them. Trump is and has accomplished more than any U.S. president in my lifetime. I'm 77 years old. He puts in 18 to 20 hours a day. He isn't hiding in his office. He's out front briefing all Americans almost every day. According to Democrats and liberal media, when he offers hope, he's lying. And when he's straightforward, he should be hopeful. It's a no-win situation for him every day when the haters and the naysayers, but he is not deterred. I'll take this kind of leadership 6 days a week and twice on Sunday over a polished, nice guy politician who has seldom or never held a real private sector job in his or her adult life. Reads prepared and written by a speechwriter, speeches from a teleprompter, and only answers pre-scripted questions selected for him or her prior to the open forum. Sorry, folks, but that's exactly what your previous pontiff did. I'm completely mystified as to why this man has been bombarded by the media and liberal electorate every day since back in 2015 when he announced his run for U.S. president. And whether you believe it or not, Americans, let me tell you one more thing. If you really think that Hillary would have accomplished even a fraction of the things for the betterment of American public, Pontius Trump has. You've really got your head in the sand. I can only wish he was my president. For the good of America, you better hope he's reelected this November. I do.
I do as well, Catherine. 100%.
And this is a Canadian telling us.
Yes. They're saying, wake up. Be grateful. Pray for this man.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're going to take a commercial
truly
break.
Blessed.
And if you can stay with me, let's do another one, okay?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a short commercial break here, and we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk with Terry Avery, the Global Project Manager for NRN. We'll be right back.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker. Do you get a headache or a flushed face when you have a glass of wine? Well, I'll tell you why. Because of sulfites and tannins, which are preservatives in wine. Well, I found a product that reduces both the sulfites and tannins, and it's made in the USA. It's called Drop It. It's really simple. You just put a couple of drops in your glass and swirl it around, and guess what? It doesn't change the flavor of the wine, and no more headaches. And it's 100% natural. Go to their website to order at dropitwine.com for no more headaches.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email the changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it for no additional cost. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web today by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@i-mktg.com today.
One of the greatest barbecue sauces ever has landed in Cincinnati. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is a barbecue sauce like no other, and they have plenty of different flavors for every occasion. Be sure to try the Skip Kenny Spicy Barbecue Sauce, Skip Kenny Sweet Barbecue Sauce, and of course, the Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce with secret ingredients. If the sauce isn't enough for you, you'll love Skip Kenny's Barbecue Rub. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is available at Jungle Gyms in Fairfield and in Eastgate.
If America will be saved, veterans will save her. If America will be saved, veterans in defense of liberty will save her. Today we are engaged in a genuine battle for the heart and soul of America. Do you believe that our oath and our obligation to our country continues until the day of our death? That America and the future of humanity is worth saving? If so, and you are a veteran or a staunch supporter, join Veterans in Defense of Liberty, which is first and foremost a brotherhood, sisterhood of veterans fully dedicated to maintaining the integrity of our republic based on the correct moral and constitutional principles. Visit us on Facebook and go to vidolamerica.org. vidolamerica.org.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We are back with Terry Avery, and she's a global project manager for NRN. And I have to tell you, Terry, thanks for letting me read that to you, because when that came over to me from a very, very good friend of mine who is immigrated from South Africa. His name is Gerald Blumenthal. He's a wonderful writer and a good friend. When I read that, I'm thinking to myself, here's this immigrant who came in from South Africa 20 years ago. He's gone through so much. He's provided so many Americans with his wonderful books and everything that he does, and he really cares. And, you know, it's funny, I run into immigrants every single day that have come to our country, and they love it, and they love our Constitution, and they love the way we are in this country. And then I think about all those crazy people that are out there. Why don't they just go to why don't they go to an island and start their own country? That's what I keep thinking. Why?
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. It's almost as if the Americans that are lost out there who do not like America, they do not like possibly themselves, they lack identity, you know, they don't feel like they belong to a wonderful land, you know, it's got to be just a constant state of a dismal state to be that way, but this is what the education system has, you know, molded these minds to not care about the land they live in, which is completely unbelievable to me. But mixed with maybe parents that aren't teaching them well. But yes, we're among people, and as I saw online quite a few times, why are people leading our country, or if they don't love our country? And see, that's saying right there that those people do not belong in those positions. They don't deserve the position of that power grants them. And as we're seeing that unfold in these sanctuary states, the disaster that these quote-unquote leaders are. And so, yes.
I think they need to take a test in history they before they become a congressman or a senator. That they have to pass a test on the Constitution. They have to pass a test on the Bill of Rights. They have to pass certain tests before they can actually lead our country. And I really believe that there should be a time limit on how long they can stay in certain positions.
I agree with you. Those two things there would improve things so much. I agree with you on that, Catherine.
And I hear these congresswomen and congressmen that have no idea of what they're talking about. It's frightening to hear what's been going on. And the sad people aren't talking about George Soros and what he's doing to this country. They're not saying he's funding the radicalism. He's a Hungarian immigrant who is funding all of this, you know, in the United States, right? And it's like,
yes.
89 years old. He's crazy.
Yes, Eastern European countries have become wise to his evil deeds and ban him from there and denounce, you know, anything he decides to do. They don't want it in their countries, you know, and like, honestly, would you think that good, loving Americans would just wear black one day and then just decide to start burning buildings down in a city? This is not an American spirit with those kind of actors. These people, obviously, I mean, these are not people like you and I. Who knows who has got them doing these things, but it's definitely somebody with bad intentions. Coordinating
He's actually ruined 15 countries with his money, with his teachings, with his whatever, and all these people are drinking this Kool-Aid and they're believing it.
Yes,
and it's like
it brings to my mind that Michelle Malkin wrote a book a year ago called Open Borders Inc. Mm-hmm. And it tells about where. All of the Soros, she calls Soros the CEO of Open Borders Inc. And she lists all of the organizations that his money fuels through in America to keep our borders open, porous. You know, legal immigration is just as bad as illegal in many cases because there are NGOs funding these people to come in all sorts of ways, funded by our own tax dollars as well, funded by Soros, funded by all. They're very creative, okay? They've got this system around, very sophisticated, and they are destroying America, you know, with these NGOs, non-governmental organizations, kind of masking as organizations doing good for the community or whatever, but they're actually doing a lot to destroy our borders and our nation, you know, and everything.
How can we combat him? How can we change this and turn it around?
Well, I believe there has to be some restrictions on just NGOs themselves. I mean, there has to be some kind of audit or something to indicate NGOs that are, you know, funding bad things for Americans in America, because I'm not exactly sure how they can get some accountability, but there has got to be a way to, that, you know, yeah, there has to be a way to find out what people are doing with groups and organizations that money is being fueled into. You know, normally money fueling into anywhere has to be audited. Why couldn't there be an audit to find out, like, what percentage of what they're doing is, you know, creating a bad environment for neighborhoods, you know, funneling in immigrants or, you know, illegals even. And there just needs to be a lot more awareness on this. And there do need to be a lot of changes. And I know that Trump is doing many things, but the destruction is just so rampant with all of these different organizations. If you see her book, if you guys ever get it, just look in the back. She's got an entire appendix listed. All these organizations that sort of work together with each other to do all of these things. It's very interwoven and it runs very deep.
Well, one of the things that I heard the other day was in Westchester County, in Westchester, New York, right, where the Obama administration and the new left or the radical left, what they want to do with what they did with neighborhoods, right, and what their goal is to eventually get rid of everybody that has a home and put them into apartment buildings and change the fabric of New York, of not only New York, but everywhere. And if people would just understand their ideology behind all this, instead of, if we look at Black Lives Matters for one group, okay, and Antifa. And Black Lives Matters is run, started, and founded by three Marxist liberal women who hate America. That's scary. And people think it's, and every African-American person that I know and love don't believe in Black Lives Matter. When you go and you look at where all the demonstrators, they're white. They're not, a lot of them are not black, they're white. And they believe in this Marxist philosophy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I remember seeing a video going on when it was the sort of the ground zero of these rioting and looting. Right after George Floyd's death, and there was this white woman painting BLM on the wall, and this black woman said, what are you doing? We don't need you doing that for us. Yeah, exactly. That says it so well, you know.
Right, and I mean, they bought into this thing because, number one, they're getting money from the government to stay home so they don't have to work, right? And they're destroying stuff. Why aren't they paying for it? You know, they arrest them. Okay, so now let's do this with you. Instead of arresting you, we're going to put you on a work camp, and you're going to clean the building off that you just destroyed. You're going to rebuild it. Why don't we put that in place?
It's that we can all see the true colors of the left. Even Democrats can see what it is like when their Democrat leaders go lose their minds, you know, and so maybe that will influence the election, and who knows how it will go truly, but I've got to believe that Democrats are going to vote for Trump more now than ever.
I think so, too, and I think that people are tired of what's going on, the anarchy in our country. They're tired of the burning of the buildings, and they're tired of these Democrats that are not doing their jobs. And
exactly.
I'd like to defund senators and congressmen that are not doing their jobs. That's what they get paid for.
Yes.
They work for us. That's what they don't understand. And if they don't like it, get out of office.
Exactly, yes.
And that's what we can do, right?
Let's see, defund Democrats. No, yes, defund Democrats. A congressman said on the floor, let's cancel the Democrats. And how about we just keep our American country and our culture and our statues? It was brilliant. I'll have to find his name.
Right. And I think that, you know, Reagan got it right when the air traffic controllers were picketing and they were striking, he fired them.
Yeah.
He fired them.
Yeah.
And guess what? Our country kept going. Then if teachers
yes.
don't want to go
mm-hmm.
back to work, then fire them.
Yes.
And get other
mm-hmm.
new teachers that'll go mm-hmm. back out there. This is crazy.
I'm sure there are plenty of veteran military
yeah,
veterans
would
that would love to
yeah.
educate our children.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
Right. I agree with you on that, and I think that I am so proud that you have this wonderful mission and what you're doing for our veterans, what you're doing for our country, Terry. I really applaud you and salute you for what you're doing. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And we've run out of time. I'd love to have you back on and have some of your people on.
Oh, yes, 100%. If anybody would like to volunteer with us, it's newrightnetwork.com/join, and I'll be giving you a call. And that's as easy as that.
I will do that, and I'm going to join. I really believe in what you're doing. I want to have you on my program anytime you want to be, and I'd eventually like to have you on our television program.
Oh, so thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome, and we'll see you next time on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. Don't forget to go to our website. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by Buoyancy PR, Joni Sullivan Baker, Dan Perkins, author, Don Greco, novels, drop it, Dr. James Butler, smile artist, Bain's Chocolates, JMR Productions, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Vital, Champions of Liberty. You're listening to W4CY.